Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am excited to bring you this episode with Matt Landman. I did that even when we started recording. I was about to call him Mr. Landman, but at the same time, I wanted to call him Matt Landman. And, we recorded early on a nice Wednesday, so I was a little off my game. But you know what? We had a fun conversation because after I almost called him Mr. Latmanman, we got right into it. We talked about chemtrails. We talked about 5G. We talked about some shit that I didn't think that we were actually going to get into, some health related stuff, just ways to kind of combat the NWO. And we're not talking about the wrestling league from the 90s. We're talking about some serious stuff here. And he is making his rounds in this community right now because he is doing some more work. He's doing some more very important stuff out there. You know, this first movie that he made, Frankenskies, 80-minute feature length documentary, talking about the dangers of EMF and ELF, extremely low frequencies, all of this really detrimental stuff that is going on a day-to-day basis. He is not a big fan of Bill Gates. He's not a big fan of any of the things that we are all also not big fans of. And talking with someone like this was really fun. It was really interesting. Just the knowledge that this guy possesses. He's the only person that I've actually spoken with that knew what Kangen water is. And Kangen water, I've mentioned it. It's that, fluoride removing element. It's very expensive, but it's a water machine that anyone can purchase if they've got like $2,000 or $3,000 just sitting around. Like I don't, but a lot of people may have that. And I would recommend it if I had the money. But we talk about fluoride, speaking of. And all these things that just kind of add up to the way that the population is so easily controlled and also pitted against each other. You may hate your neighbor. I do. I hate my neighbors. I got four neighbors. I hate two of them. I'll tell you that right now. And it's just the way the world is. A lot of people are turning against each other. But I think learning this kind of information, arming yourself with information like this, is very beneficial. There's no downsides to this kind of stuff. I found out too, you'll see early on that he actually was in Tucson just a few years ago. I wish I would have been in this game as deep as I am now, just because I would have known about this. I would have had the opportunity to talk with the guy. And I just recommend you go and check out sparrowprotectionclothing.com. This is the silver lined clothing that he created. And he admits he's not the first one to do this, but he's bringing it over to the West. He's bringing it to the United States. And we're being hit really hard with this electromagnetic stuff. Think about it as if you're living in a microwave. This is kind of the exact deal that's going on. We find ourselves in a position where every single year, year after year, we are subjected as a population to more and more things that will keep us in a negative state of health. And he talks about all this stuff, man. So sparrowprotectionclothing.com, it's silver line clothing. It reflects the harmful radiation coming from not only the sun, but also, you know, 5G towers, cell phone towers as a whole, just the massive amounts of electromagnetic waves that are traveling through our atmosphere. Initially to control weather, which he touches on quite a bit, and he goes pretty in depth with that, but also potentially to just mess with our health. And it's a fascinating idea. So sparrowprotectionclothing.com, check his stuff out. I'm actually going to get one of his Faraday cages to keep my phone from emitting so much toxic rays at me while I'm sleeping. It's usually closer than 6 feet away. So, I mean, this is something that maybe you guys can look into. It's one of the cheaper things that he has on his site. And things like this are more expensive because they have health benefits, proven health benefits. So check that out. Also actual activists with an S.com, actual activists, plural, phenomenal source of information with all of the stuff that a lot of us are really interested in right now. Vaccine information, fluoride information, 5G, healthcare as a whole. The healthcare tab is actually really interesting. He's got a lot of memes on there. Kind of proven how carrots are a superfood, talking about spirulina, all kinds of different, very easily attainable fruits and vegetables that you can consume in order to combat the detrimental effects of 5G and the atmospheric manipulation going on today. And then, like the main thing that we talk about here, his site, which is frankenskiesthemovie.com, you can watch his 80-minute documentary for free, something that each and every one of you should see if you haven't already. Extremely, extremely informational, informationally dense. And I mean, guys, check it out. What do you got to lose? And if you like it, if you love the guy's work, he sells the DVDs for $3. So I recommend that you support anyone's work that you think is making a difference or that is changing lives in a positive way. And I can legitimately say that this man is doing everything he can to leave the earth a little bit more informed and a little better after he is gone one day, right? So I would support his work. I'm going to buy a few things from him. I'm going to get one of his Faraday cages, and I'm also going to I'm going to buy a movie as well. It's only $3, like I said. So what do you got to lose, guys? Frankenskiesthemovie.com. And of course, guys, this show is brought to you by DangerousWorldStore.com. Head over there if you want to support my work. And also, you know, not only the t-shirts that you can buy, you can head over to Patreon.com, subscribe for only $3 a month to get full versions of each and every episode that I do. There's about 38 at this point. And then we're going to continue doing an additional 30 minutes for you. And if you want to throw $5 down, you get an extra bonus episode of me just ranting about the news, usually more loose, usually just a lot of bitching about the news. But people seem to like it, man. And I'm very honored that people want to hear me complain about the news. I do bring information forward. We just talked about the Gavin Newsom recall election before it happened. I was thinking that Newsom was going to win, but I thought it would be so beneficial to the NWO to let someone like Larry Elder win, or to at least recall Gavin, right? Because then the Trump supporters wouldn't really have a credible argument to say that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, right? They would say, hey, we wanted Gavin Newsom in. He's a Chinese asset. He's out now. Now the black face of white supremacism, as they call Larry Elder, is going to get in. And, you know, they would have done that vote later and all this shit, but they're too greedy, man. They don't think like that. So it's very interesting. But guys, enjoy my conversation here with Matt Landman. We talk for about an hour here, and then we get into the Patreon portion. We get into more conspiratorial stuff, and we just go farther and farther down the rabbit hole, guys. So enjoy this man's conversation with myself. And also support his work if you get some value out of it. Very, very important stuff. I learned a ton in this episode. So guys, take care. Talk to you in a couple of days. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have on Mr. Matt Landman here, and it's going to be a fun little conversation that we're going to get into. He's the man behind actualactivist.com. Talk about all kinds of really interesting stuff on there. That's right up my alley. Talking chemtrails, vaccines, fluoride, GMO, all that kind of good stuff. Sparrow protection clothing, which is fascinating. I definitely want to get into that, man, because I might pick up one of these Faraday cage things here. And most importantly, in my opinion, very influential, the movie Frankenskies. And you can go and watch that for free at frankenskiesthemovie.com. So, Matt, how are you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me on and for referencing all of that good stuff. Sometimes people get misled or confused by that. I couldn't get actualactivist.com. It was like really expensive. So I got actual activists, and it's all inclusive anyways. It's plural though, which is cool. But there's a daily blog on there, and it's like a one-stop shop for truth. So I can't recommend it enough. How are you doing today there, brother? In Tucson, you just told me you're at.
Yeah, man. And I'm doing great, first of all, but I'm kind of regretting that I didn't get to go and participate in your 2018 event down here. What exactly was that about again? Because you guys actually accomplished your goal there. You got the whole program that you were kind of protesting shut down, correct?
Put on hiatus, I guess, because they've now moved it to Sweden. But it seemed like it was not going to come rear its ugly head again. But here we are. Bill Gates isn't going to just like back down, it seems. And now the activists, it's really amazing and diabolical, because the activists like in the U.S., they can't even go to Sweden right now. You know, like wow. Travelers from Sweden can't even go from the U.S. And then, they'll have mandates on the passports and all the new passports and all this sort of stuff anyways. But yeah, so what was happening was in 2018, there was an experiment there's a timeline kind of unraveling. And Frankenskies is a chronological timeline film that goes from 1912 to modern day, which was 2017 when the film was released, okay? 1912 is when weather modification first happened, Professor Hatfield. And we've got stock footage from the military coming, rolling through the 20s and 30s in Frankenskies, getting you to up to speed with weather modification history and engineering and what have you. But geoengineering is the new term to supposedly save us from global warming, which again, we're taking a leap of faith to say that that's even something that we need to combat. But if it is, which it's not, but if it is, there's geoengineering, which is spraying chemicals in our sky publicly. You know, this isn't like a conspiracy or some rogue dark black ops project. This is publicly in the public eye with funding from Bill Gates.
Of course. You know,
it's interesting how and why he's the like one boogeyman with the eye on it all, because they don't have to do it that way. You know, it's pretty interesting to have it.
I've got an idea about that, actually, man. I want you to finish your thought here. But yeah, dude, Bill Gates seems to have his fingers in everything that is moving us to a one world order. I mean, he's fucking with everything that we're doing. Food, air, I'm sure water as well. But yeah, dude, I'm sorry to interrupt. But yeah, I got a solid idea on why Bill Gates is this this man with the bag, so to speak.
No, interrupt away. And I'm really good at taking a pause on a thought. I'm a big interrupter, and I go on these long tangents of thoughts, and I'm like, oh no, I got to finish this thought, you know, but it's kind of how it goes on these kind of gigs. And I appreciate it. So I was down there. I actually moved to Sedona because I wanted to host this conference in Arizona. And when I did it, we had an amazing turnout, and it was to bring to light this experiment that was supposed to happen in Tucson, which was Harvard professor David Keith. He's at the helm of it all with funding from Bill Gates. And together they want to create a quote unquote solution. You know, this is a mainstream narrative, which is lies, you know, but they want to create a solution to global warming, which is dimming the sky by spraying an artificial cloud layer in the sky everywhere all the time, all at once, until the sky is so dimmed that not enough sunlight gets in, and this we stop heating up, supposedly, is their plan, you know, to create this like dystopian, no sunshine, silver sky, you know, it'll be aluminum, and dictate who gets sunlight and not. But really, it'll just be all metallicized, a layer of aerosolized metallics in the sky, at the claim that they're helping. But it's not going to help. It's going to create, if it happens, it will create a greenhouse effect. Imagine that. Aerosolized aluminum in the sky. Of course, it'll trap the heat that's coming in. You know, and there's different UV rays that'll still get through, and they won't be able to get out. Like, there's a natural process.
Yeah.
That the Earth already has. So either way, the plan was to go up in this balloon and spray different chemicals in front of the sun. Just in outside of Tucson, this company called Worldview Enterprises, and they're really pretty evil if you look them up, because what they wanted to do is create this system of tethered balloons that float for months. So you've got a spider web of balloons, basically, and they're tethered together really high in the sky, and they can move. You can joystick them down below. You can move these things left, right, up, down, you know, like a little Nintendo game. Mm-hmm. And literally the whole sky can be mapped out with like a balloon with like a tethered line to another balloon, like a whole spider web. And they want to set that up and then spray. And they say that it can release their payloads for months at a time, just constantly spraying chemtrails in the sky, like not even do the planes thing anymore, which they've been doing. So what they wanted to do was spray different chemicals in front of the sun in Tucson, through Worldview Enterprises, through these high-tech balloons, to see which chemicals work best to dim the sun. Now, they've already been doing it, and they've been using, the primary constituents are aluminum. It's a mixture of aluminum, barium, strontium, and they mix other things. But the aluminum is the primary constituent, and that was the primary one that they wanted to quote-unquote experiment with. And they had different variable sizes of nanoparticulate and aluminum that they were going to spray. Along with that, they wanted to try diamonds, but they think it's going to be expensive. Diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Along with that, when they wanted to do chalk, but they didn't think the chalk was going to work. They said the sulfur was going to be problematic and like create acid rain and hurt people. And they said that the mirrors wouldn't float in the sky. And it was just like the obvious one that they were going to use was the dustified, aerosolized, heavy metal, toxic aluminum. So
they call these nanoparticles, correct?
Yeah, nano level. Yeah, I mean that's like a word people throw around. Nano is really, really small. Some of these you can see with the naked eye. I basically think nano is like you can't see with the naked eye.
Okay.
And some of them you can, but most of them you cannot. So yeah, basically, I mean it's when it spreads out. I mean when it's compressed when they spray it out, you can see it obviously. It's like in a haze coming out the back of a jet.
I love Manscaped. Guys, you know, autumn is in the air. Pumpkins are in the patch, most of which I'm sure are going to test positive for, you know, AIDS. And our friends here at Manscaped are here to make sure that you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Okay. Boys, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Question mark? Oh, I'm not supposed to read that. Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code DANGER, okay? You can do whatever you want with this stuff, man. It's the best shaver I have ever owned. And imagine, put yourself in this position, right? The air's cooling down. The nights are starting to get longer. Maybe you're going out for a nice dinner with your significant other, okay? Whatever you and her or him or whatever identify as, you're going out and you're enjoying yourselves, okay? And let's just say for the sake of my argument for Manscaped here, you're out, you're getting sushi with a nice, beautiful female. And you're saying, hey, what would you like? You can order whatever you want. You're pulling a big dick move. You're saying, get what you want. Okay. She says, hey, let's take the sushi to go. I don't want to eat here. I want to get home. I want you to take me and find a good documentary on Netflix about Bigfoot or aliens or even the human consciousness. And instead of a wave of excitement rushing over you, you feel anxiety because you haven't shaved your sack in a couple days. But, you know, you're darker complexion and you have, thick hair like I do. And it's nasty. And you're a bigger guy, too. So you sweat and you don't want this individual having to fiddle around with some gross stuff. So you could have avoided these problems by just having this fourth generation performance package. You get the lawnmower, which is a 7,000 RPM quiet stroke technology, ceramic blade, electric, waterproof shaver. You can act like you're running into the bathroom when you get back home. You can throw some of that ball deodorant that they got on. You can freshen up real quick. You can shave. You can throw some ball toner on there so that your nuts are nice and tight. They're not looking all saggy and gross, and you're ready to rock. And she's not going to hear you shaving while she's watching a Bigfoot documentary. Or maybe in this case, she's watching Frankenskies. Okay. Whatever the case may be, you could save yourself a lot of trouble by going to manscaped.com, entering the promo code DANGER, getting 20% off and free shipping when you get all this great stuff. They also have great underwear. Okay. So she's going to know when she sees the Manscaped right in your pubic region right there, right on that waistband, she's going to know that she's getting into some fun. She's not getting in over her head. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. And when she's done, she's going to say, hey, thank you for the great night. Keep the sushi. And after that great time, she's just going to leave and she's going to make it so that she's not stressing you out the next day. She's not going to need a ride home to work because she's going to Uber home. We're living in 2021. No one owns a car. No one owns an apartment. No one owns anything. Okay. Everyone is struggling, but not you, because you got the fourth generation performance package with the promo code DANGER at manscaped.com for 20% off. Okay. DANGER, DANGER, I think is how you spell that, but it's fun. You're going to enjoy yourself. I promise. I give it a money back guarantee, man. You can replace the blades if you need to. I haven't had to yet. I've had mine for about 6 months. Phenomenal stuff that they have. So again, guys, get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code DANGER at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code DANGER at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you, and so will I guess. That's weird. Enjoy. Well, and it's funny that you mentioned the diamonds, because that seems like something that people, as crazy as it sounds, it seems like something that people could get behind. People will be like, oh, there's diamonds in the sky. This is beautiful, blah, 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 you know. And diamonds are heavily overpriced. So there's got to be a serious reason why it was aluminum that is the main component. And you're starting to see aluminum roll out a lot more, whether it's like craft breweries putting their beers in aluminum cans versus bottles. You got like the White Claw fascination, the rage over all of these hard seltzers. And then I just tried it the other day, that Liquid Death, that's just water in a can. You know what I mean? And it's in our deodorant, obviously. So I'm wondering, you know, Joe Biden was talking about how all the hospital beds in the future are going to be filled with Alzheimer's patients. And I think that aluminum has a direct correlation to the Alzheimer's epidemic that the senile old man with dementia is predicting is going to inflict like everyone else. You know what I mean? It's fascinating to me. But so why do you think it would be aluminum?
Oh, well, I mean, you nailed it on the head. They claim, well, firstly, they said diamonds to get people thinking, oh, that's going to be expensive. And then they had their solution to that, which was inexpensive aluminum. They say it's because it's cheap. They say it's also because they can get it to float in the sky. And by utilizing supposedly black ops, but not so black ops, tools like HARP, which is an antenna array of intersecting radio waves, they can basically microwave portions of the atmosphere. And if they've already sprayed metals out there in the atmosphere and they microwave that bit, they can get them to elevate even longer and act differently in heat, basically. But but they can maneuver them and do what they want with them and charge them and get them to stick in the sky more. Also with a 5G network and a bunch of antennas everywhere, they could probably get those aerosolized metallics to stick in the sky for a while too. Also, it interacts with other chemicals really well because it's super reactive. So they spray barium charged the opposite way, and then they mix together, and then those stick in the sky longer and what have you. But in a nefarious way, it's a patented fire accelerant. So is barium. The barium salts and the aluminum oxide, which are the chemtrail constituents, patented. And it's, I mean, when I say chemtrail constituents, it's, I could go into that for a long time, but people have tested their hair and their blood and the rain, and the patents line up with, and then you look at the programs that are public, like NASA's charged aerosol release experiment program. It's a huge program called CARE, and they spray aluminum, barium, strontium. They admit to it, you know, so it's not, I'm not just like jumping, taking a leap of, I'm like, these are not corollary things. It's very much based in fact that we know by now that they're spraying aluminum, and they're just really trying to sidestep decades of treason by saying we're gonna do it in the public eye, and hey, you're welcome, and speak now, forever hold your peace, which we did in Tucson, and we pushed them out of there basically. But now they're trying to do it in Sweden, and they say they're going to do it next year in Sweden with Bill Gates and Greta at the helm as the opposition, which is crazy. So she's there saying, we need to make this governed and have governance and get the United Nations involved and whatever and do this right if we're going to do it. So she's the opposition to it, controlled opposition, literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, why aluminum? So it's a patented fire accelerant. It gets in the trees and it lets them unravel their stupid agenda to say, oh, there's fires.
Yeah, wow.
But now they make the fires and don't put them out with weather engineering. They exacerbate them with weather, you know, winds and stuff. And then they say, oh, we need a solution to this. The ultimate in-game solution to all of this is geoengineering. It's taking control of everything by putting metals in the sky. And that'll impact everybody with the Alzheimer's, with everything. And they'll say, oh, it's for the common good. And also there's talk of these climate lockdowns, climate change, global warming lockdowns or whatever, because supposedly when they locked everyone down before, the planet stopped heating up and we need to be locked down more to save us from the heating of the planet or whatever, which is all nonsense and BS. Also, aluminum impacts the brain. Yes, it makes for all of these conditions, and it's no wonder that it's the primary adjuvant in all these jabs. It's in deodorant and even in food, and now it's in our air. And a lot of people don't know that fluoride, which is totally toxic, and there's no studies proving that it does anything even good for you. And by putting it in drinking water and having it go right past your teeth into your stomach, that does nothing for you good whatsoever. Even like the claims that it helps your teeth, like how is it helping your teeth? Well, it's in your stomach. It's just impacting you in a negative way in a lot of ways. Well, one thing that it does is, fluoride comes from aluminum. So when Alcoa or whoever the big smelting company makes aluminum, when they melt it down, fluoride is a toxic byproduct that runs off of the melting of the aluminum. It used to be bonded to it. So when they get the two chemicals in your body at a nano kind of level, the thing about the fluoride is it knows how to bypass the blood-brain barrier and it can go into your brain, but the aluminum, it gets caught up because you have these mechanisms that should be able to help you. And even these nano aluminums aren't necessarily crossing the blood brain barrier that easy or at all. But EMF can help blood break down the blood brain barrier and stuff, which we're exposed to so much of that and what have you. There's a lot of studies with rats' brains and naval research studies.
And fluoride is a negative halogen, right? It's like it's counterintuitive to like what iodine does. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's iodine helps to prevent that. I've got a book on iodine recently. But what fluoride does is it'll pull the aluminum past the blood-brain barrier, and then the two of them have a heyday in your brain. They rebond chemically, and it's like a little explosion. So when you see Joe Biden just like staring at people,
you
don't know what's going on. He doesn't, because the Alzheimer's starting to kick in. These two chemicals are going ding, 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 ding. They're bonding in your brain. Chemical reactions. You don't want that.
It's like a two-part weapon then. So you got the aluminum, and you got the fluoride, which fluoride, I'm sure that you're aware of this, but it was kind of used by IG Farben during the Holocaust to keep the prisoners very, very submissive, right? And then the American businessman that introduced this to, you know, like the American government to put it into the water systems and stuff is Charles Elliot Perkins. And he was describing that if you've taken fluoride, man, woman, or child, if you've taken fluoride for a year, whether it be in your tap water, your toothpaste, pills, whatever, you're never going to be the same person as you were before you started taking the fluoride. So, I mean, it's just some diabolical big pharma bullshit that, again, Moderna, Pfizer, they're just copying IG Farben, which was a Nazi company, literally. It's just weird to me, dude. It's weird that people were not taught this stuff, and so people don't go out and try and look for this information. That's why I think that your movies are really important, man. And your actual activist website, that name is awesome to me just because there's all these fake activists, dude. And I know, I'm sure that that's why you called it actual activism, because you're actually getting out there and you're telling people like, hey, this is how you make positive change. You're not like Greta Thunberg or whatever, which I can go down a whole rabbit hole with her. She is something else, man. I don't know how, if she's the Antichrist or what the deal is, but there is something seriously up with her parents and her. Obviously, her parents are really to blame. She's 18, though, so, I mean, we can talk shit about her, and it's not, like, abusive, but, I mean, it is sad what's going on with her, because even as an 18-year-old, dude, I didn't have a clue what was going on, right? And so they're still abusing this poor girl, but it's a crazy, crazy world that we're living in, and it's just, to me, it freaks me out, dude, that no one takes the time to learn this stuff, and that's why your work's important, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, and for the actual activists, I came into the space of trying to be an activist, and people thought, well, for one, it's a play on words, yes. And it's kind of talked about on the website, but it's really because there's so much controlled opposition out there, and makes me want to vomit. But also, and that's kind of like anyone can be like, oh, well, then you're that, Matt, because whatever. It's like, look, judge a tree by its fruits or whatever. I'm just going to keep doing my thing, and you can whatever. But it's like there's a lot of people out there that want to mislead. Oh, man, there's a document out there on the civil society actors, and they meet in D.C. every year to talk about geoengineering. And I looked at what's a civil society actor. A lot of these documents, they're hidden in plain sight. They're right there, but the verbiage is so dense. You're like, what am I even reading, you know? And a civil society actor is someone that tries to manifest the will of the public. They're non-governmental. Basically, they're like actors in Hollywood, and also controlled actors in the like activism space, like fake activists.
Controlled opposition, correct?
Right. And then also they're like news anchors and stuff like that.
Oh, so of course.
In this meeting for the civil society actors in geoengineering, and I talk about this in my passionate, and I'm really pissed when I get to this point in my speeches, and I've got this PowerPoint, and I'm like, these people met, and this is how they decided to introduce geoengineering to the public. And they're all like behind the scenes, like actors. And they said, we're going to introduce it as a bad idea first, but we're going to get the conversation rolling. And we're like, this is a horrible idea. What's a horrible idea? Oh, geoengineering. Oh, what's that? Well, it's the spraying of this in the sky to save you from your horrible. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh. And then you polarize the argument and you introduce it, and it's wild. It's diabolical. There's a couple of things that you said that I wanted to play off of, but then when you said Greta, I just started thinking.
You see red when I say Greta.
And I thought that maybe she's got like no soul, or she's like something super evil about her and the agenda that she's a part of. But, yeah, I think maybe it can't help, but every time there's anything super evil, I think it helps people see the light and see everything. So it's kind of like they kick themselves in the face by even existing.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's a good point, because I consider myself agnostic, and I've been starting to look a lot more, mostly to the dark side of things, so I can like reverse engineer it. Because me as like a conspiracy theorist, that's what I think a lot of us do. We look at, okay, I like for me, for example, I try to look at something in the news and I try to prove it wrong. I try to believe the mainstream narrative, and then I reverse engineer it. And I'm like, okay, no, this is impossible. Right. And so the way that like Bill Gates is possibly this guy that everyone's, you know, so pissed off about. I saw a form that was on the White House website a while ago with hundreds of thousands of signatures trying to arrest him for crimes against humanity. And no one learns about these things because the Rockefeller media and all of these things, which, you know, Gates is a Rockefeller crony, 100%. The first ever president of the Johns Hopkins medical, whatever you want to call that, is he was introduced by Frederick T. Gates, I believe is his name. And I can't prove it, but I would say that, you know, Bill Gates is related to Frederick T. Gates because they're elite. They're both Rockefeller cronies. I'm sure Gates is a fairly common name, but like, what are the odds of that? And then you just see this dude, this little nerdy guy that is a complete sociopath, buying up a bunch of farmland, really backing evil companies like Monsanto that are just poisoning people. I saw, I think it was in your movie, where they're engineering bees to only pollinate Monsanto crops. And that, I mean, that's diabolical, literally. That is one of the craziest ideas. And it's like a Black Mirror episode. Like, that dude lives a Black Mirror episode every day.
That was in Frankenskies, the Franken-bee that will be able to live in an aluminum environment that's also completely pesticide ridden and, you know, toxic, you know, and they're growing food in this environment, right? Mind you. And I want to get your opinion further, and I want to open this discussion to the Bill Gates thing, because it's interesting, and it's kind of like a weird spiritual energetic thing. But I remembered where I wanted to go with the actual activists as well. Mm-hmm. When I got into chemtrail space, there's all these people that said that they were chemtrail activists, or they said that they were participating or whatever, but they were just posting photos of the sky. And the thing that the internet did, and you're getting out there, I'm not dogging you or anybody that has a podcast or anything like that, because that's doing something. But what the internet did is it took the physical like fire out of the activism. And people were like, oh, I'm doing something. I clicked like 10 times today or whatever. I shared some memes or I shared a photo, you know, and that's not actual activism. You're not an actual activist until you're doing stuff. You're influencing people in the real world. I don't care if you click like 100 times, like a bot can do that, you know, and we got to take the physical world back and influence people that aren't online and all these other things. So, and then also act, you know, it's action and all this, but the controlled opposition thing is something people really need to understand and realize. And so many people won't even dare to fathom that controlled opposition even exists, because they won't even go down the first rabbit hole to go to this flip side of the conspiracy that there's something to even have an opposition to control. So sure. Bill Gates, okay, it's very fascinating. He wants to, and I'll rattle them all off, and then I think where I'm going with this is kind of like, do they want a patsy? Do they want to control us through fear and really get us all riled up against one guy or whatever? You know, why are they giving it all to this one dude? So he ended up buying the rail. So he owns like the infrastructure of most of the Canadian rail. So that's that's so much, because our oil comes up from there too. And these channels of distribution are going to be, if there is a food shortage, that's going to be where the stress comes from. And if he's like messing with it, that's going to be a huge problem. He also gobbled up the farmland in the United States. He's the number one agriculture farm owner in the United States. He's behind this whole vaccine agenda. I try to do shows and not even say that word. So either way, he's doing this whole vaccine thing, and he's been behind that for a while. And we've been like hating him for that. He's eugenics Africa, this and that. And now he's funding the dimming of the sun. He's the one main dude. He's basically like the on The Simpsons, Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Mr. Burns tried to dim the sun with like a big disc or whatever. That could have been a normalization kind of thing. Also in The Matrix, they did it. And in The Matrix, they did it so much that when I try to talk to people about it, and it's the first time they've heard it, they're like, you mean like in The Matrix, man? And I'm like, wow, was that a predictive programming, like social engineering move? Because a lot of these movies, they're total moves.
Well, and do you think it's any coincidence that another Matrix is coming out right now?
No, not at all. I mean, I could go through the movies like crazy because I was a film major, but there's The Handmaid's Tale is something else, but it's Children of Men and even like Total Recall, for instance. Like Elon Musk is super diabolical and he's right there with Bill Gates in the evil.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the most evil or whatever. I mean, wanting to dim the sun is pretty screwy, but Elon Musk has Neuralink where he's trying to just push this transhuman agenda and be able to put chips in people's heads and mess with people's heads in a robot way and create this, you know, weird transhuman future. Well, he's also behind SpaceX and is supposedly going to send people to Mars. Well, in the 1990 film, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Total Recall, Schwarzenegger never goes anywhere. He gets a chip in his head and he thinks he went to Mars. And this might be like what's unraveling right here is this donkey carrot kind of like, yeah, you can go to Mars, but first you have to be able to be outfit with all this bionic stuff. It was already predicted in the National Geographic a couple of years ago. I mean, it's unreal.
And Wernher von Braun writing that book where the guy that colonizes Mars is Elon. His name is Elon in that book.
Oh, no shit. No way. That's great. I have to write that one down.
You can curse, by the way. Uncensored here, dude.
Oh, terrific. And then also, I mean, I don't abuse it, but also I'm a cursor. So the movie Snowpiercer, I don't know if you've seen it. They've also
love that movie, dude. I love that movie.
It is actually very well done. Even though it's horribly predictive programming, social engineering, because what they do with like Geostorm and this and the Black Mirror is they push the envelope so far that anything short of that is somehow acceptable now because it's not, you know, that extreme thing that's been somehow normalized. And because that has been introduced, this extreme thing, they can sell us something short of that, and we're somehow on board. It's weird. But Snowpiercer, the movie starts off, and there's a series now. The movie starts off with planes chemtrailing the sky, and they're gritting the sky in the intro of Snowpiercer. And then it says humanity needed to stop global warming. A last-ditch effort. They sprayed the sky. It's just exactly what we're witnessing right now. And then they say, whoopsies, it created an ice age, which could very well happen if they did that everywhere all at once. I think it'll create more heating, and then they'll claim it's not working. We got to do more. I mean, that's obviously what I think is going to what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's moving the goalposts, yeah.
Yeah, but either way, then the movie gets kind of cool, and there's a train that's the all of humanity's on this train, and they've got to like keep, and it's divided into classes. The back of the train is like the lower class, and they keep fighting to survive, and it's pretty cool. But either
more predictive programming in that, dude, is they're eating bugs, just like Klaus Schwab wants us to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do know about the whole bug thing. So Bill Gates, what is it? They want us all in fear. They want us angry. They want us fighting him. And we can't win that battle against Bill Gates. Like, what are we going to do? Like, the truthers come together with pitchforks. Like, our power is not in fear and anger. And maybe it's that. Maybe they want us to have a boogeyman so that we have someone to get really upset with because he gets roasted on Instagram. Everybody knows that they hate this guy. I mean, I don't really get it why they're like, it's kind of, or is he like a disclosure kind of thing? Oh, we need somebody to disclose all this evil stuff we're doing. We're going to have him do our bidding. And like maybe he's just a clone or a robot. And he's like,
hey, the karmatic belief of their whole thing where like they have to tell you what they're doing kind of thing. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I don't know what I believe, but there's a few things on the table, and that's one of them. Because why is the predictive programming to socially engineer us or to kind of tell us what they're doing in a way? Sometimes they tell us what they're doing, and it seems like, why are they telling us what they're doing? You know, I think part of it's some sort of like karma. Yeah, they're somehow telling us what they're doing so that they can say they told us what they were doing.
Or in the case of predictive programming, it could very well be, and you mentioned it earlier, to normalize these radical ideas. Like, you're talking about chemtrails. I saw that in a movie. Or you're talking about, like, you know, in Songbird, like, you know, people aren't allowed to leave their house because of a vaccine. That wasn't a movie, dude. You know, like, that because, you know, you're always taught as a kid that just because it's in a movie, it doesn't make it real. If you're scared of the monster under your bed, no, that's not a real thing. But in a lot of cases, these things are.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the normalization is really powerful. I've just been super hyper-analyzing a lot of it, especially like all of this recently, 99.9% survival rate. The facts are right in our faces. They don't have to give us these facts that like obliterate their argument. I think they want the polarity. They want people to fight each other. They want there to be two sides. They want this like dualistic thing where we're like duking it out because the truth is so obvious, but a lot of people are totally brainwashed by them. I don't know. It's pretty fascinating.
It is, man. And you know, I know that you're anti 5G and you're very against like all this EMF stuff. And I think, and this is a radical idea, but I do think that those 5G towers, and not just 5G, I mean, they're already talking about like what 8G, I think they're up to, like in theory, they're theorizing this stuff. All of these massive amounts of electricity and this pulsing energy, they are right on par with the way that our brain operates, the way that the human body as a whole operates. And I think that it's possible that a lot of people are under a trance, literally, because, you know, to us, it seems like a crazy idea to support Bill Gates's work. But I personally know people that think he's doing great work. And, you know, I tell them this stuff and I'm like, dude, how can you think this? My old co-host, actually. And he didn't get kicked off the show because he had a different opinion. He just, you know, went on to do his own thing. But I find it fascinating that people actually support this stuff. They, you know, the whole idea about like Texas banning abortions and then the church, the temple of Satan or the satanic temple steps in and they're like, we're an atheist organization. We just use Satan to troll the Christians and all this stuff. But if you want to fight the satanic ritual of abortion, let us know and we'll help you out. It's like, dude, how do you not see right through this? If the devil's real, he would lie to you and say that he's not, just like Satanists would lie to you and say that they're atheists. You know what I mean? It's like, they're like, it's all a distraction. Everyone is saying, look over here while we do this shit. And it's diabolic, dude. It's very evil to just misguide people.
Have you ever heard Elon Musk say, we've got to merge with and become AI. Otherwise AI will take us over. You know what I'm saying? Like we have to become AI or AI will rule over us, he says. And it's this twisted, like it doesn't even make any sense. So
yeah.
So as far as people being mind controlled, yes, if you learn about binaural beats, it's so easy to manipulate people's minds through frequency. We're super susceptible to it and we're not very like educated on it, so everything seems really foreign. But there's meditation tracks that you can get just on YouTube even, and you put headphones on and it'll by just listening to the music for a little bit, it'll put your brain into a certain brainwave state. So like delta, theta, these different brainwave states, you can put, like some of them are good brainwave states, like where you meditate and you're happy in this state. And it's like between like 8 and 15 hertz, that's how many cycles per second, you're in this like meditative trance. And your brainwave state can be put in this meditative state by listening to these binaural beats. And what it is, it's music. And in one headphone, it's like 100 hertz. And then the other headphone, it's like 108 hertz. And your brain is just like, oh, I'm listening to 100 hertz over here, 108 hertz in the other ear. And you can't hear any difference. Hertz is just how many cycles per second the music is going by. You cannot hear any difference in your like recognition, mm-hmm. like your psyche, your mind, like you're not cognitive of it, but your brain will go and calculate the differential. It's 100 hertz over here, 108 hertz over here. And your brain will just be like, I'm going to do the math and goes into 8 hertz per second. Your brain is now at 8 hertz and your body is now at 8 hertz. And you're like resonating at this like, frequency you're in a trance. And that's how easy it is. And you never even knew that you were like, you couldn't even feel it happening. So if we're surrounded by all these frequencies, yes, we can put it. And then like also the smartphones and all these things, they're like the blue light on them alone. It messes with our whole endocrine system and throws off our biorhythms and stuff. But the LED lights, They're light emitting diodes. They're not even light. They emit light from a diode, and the diode is pulsing at a rate that impacts your nervous system, that does put you in a trance. Wow. It's patented and all this. You talked about all the way up to 8G. I think that's all propaganda. Okay. Anything beyond 5G doesn't even make sense, because there's no carrier wave small enough that could possibly exist. Like, aside from actual light, they can't. The idea of 5G is so out there already that, well, firstly, they call a lot of things 5G. They have high band, low band, mid band 5G. And in the United States, there's all these different carriers with all these different things that they call 5G, but 5G is not really even in place yet. Yeah. But when it is, it'll have all these small nodes all over that are repeating the signal, including the cell phones. They'll be all on this new bandwidth that's repeating this really, really small carrier wave, which, just to break that down really quick, the carrier waves are getting super small, and in that means a lot more radiation.
Yeah.
The carrier waves that we're dealing with now, before 5G, they're rather large compared to what 5G is. So FM radio waves, so everything that we carry information on, I'm just going to break this down for a minute.
Sure, yeah.
Cool and educational. So everything that we carry information on is light. So it doesn't seem to make sense at first, because we see light, and how is like Wi-Fi light or cell phone stuff light or whatever? It's all just light that we can't see. There's a spectrum of light that we cannot see. The only light that we can see is red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, Roy G. Biv, and that's based on the curvature of our eyes and how light refracts on our curvature of our eyeball and goes into our retina and all that stuff. There's even on the edge of those color spectrums on the Roy G. Biv, there's on red, a slightly larger wave than red is infrared, right? And infrared is a healthy light wave because it's kind of big, you know, relatively speaking, and we cannot see it. And it's right on the edge of the color spectrum, but because of its properties, because it's a little bigger than red and orange, we can't see it. And on the other edge of the spectrum, a little smaller than violet, is ultraviolet. We can't see that either. We can't see UV light. And we can't see all these other lights that are in the... It's light. It travels at 186,000 miles per second. It has the same properties of light. It's light. We just cannot see it. So each light wave has a size of how like tall it is. And they're all... They have hertz as well, how many times they can go per second. And the larger the wave, you can't get it to go as many times per second, so you can't get as much information on a big wave. So an AM wave is actually huge. It's a light wave that's huge that they figure out how to carry information on. And, you know, obviously we tune and listen to AM radio, and the AM radio wave is 100 feet tall. So it's these waves that, if you measure the crest, each one is 100 feet tall, these huge waves going through the sky. We can't see them. It's light, and it goes through us, and it goes through buildings, and it goes through everything all around us, because the AM radio tower, transmission tower on the mountaintop, like 50 miles from you, it's repeating the AM radio waves, and it can go really far because of its properties. FM radio waves are 10 feet tall. They can go pretty far too. They go through stuff. They don't really impact us. All the way down to Wi-Fi, which is about a foot tall. And Wi-Fi at a foot tall, it starts to have radiation impacts where, like, when it hits us, because we're like feet tall, right? When it hits us, it can absorb into us and mess with our sleep and whatever, and our bodies can get confused and be like, is that light, like daylight or whatever? But it's really not that big a deal, because, like, I grew up with a Wi-Fi router in my bedroom. I don't recommend it, but it's nothing like a 5G phone or anything like that, because now the tech has gotten so small that they're carrying information on waves that are measured in millimeters. So a millimeter is the width of a penny, right? The width of a penny is 1.5 millimeters. And the 5G, the real 5G is between like 1 and 5 millimeters or 1 and 10 millimeters. You know, they'll cover that spectrum. And at that size of a wave, it's still light that we can't see, but it's really small. At that size, our bodies absorb it. It bifurcates cells. It splits our cells in half. It impacts fetuses and sperm and developing fetuses. And I think it's a total agenda to make it so that the next generation cannot procreate, cannot have children. And that's the whole Handmaid's Tale, Children of Men, all that sort of stuff. And it starts to make sense when you like see all the birds in Virginia and DC went blind recently because they're rolling off 5G over there. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's a loose correlation, but the baby birds, it would make sense. They're small, these small waves, whatever. So that's the little breakdown of it. So in that regard, like the 6G concept, they to put in an infrastructure to have all of the data running on this 5G network that's like a millimeter size wave, that's as small as they could possibly get with like a lot of infrastructure. And that'll have self-driving cars. That'll have everything that they need. 6G, they can call something 6G. You know, they can call it 8G, but I think that's all like a distraction because 5G is really impactful to human health. Hence the clothing line that I've developed. Where I'm lining stuff with silver fabrics, actual fabric made out of silver metal, because the spectrum of EMF radiation from the smart meters, the 5G, the 4G, even the AM radio towers and stuff like that, all of that light, it deflects off of lead. So like if you're wearing lead, it doesn't go in there. Like X-rays don't even go in there. So you can deflect it with lead. Also, even gold, I think, works, but that's not feasible, you know, to line yourself with gold.
And lead, you're not using because of the poisonous aspects to it?
Super heavy, and you can't weave it into a fabric.
Gotcha.
So I didn't really reinvent the wheel. Overseas in Korea, Japan, and China, they've been protecting pregnant women in men's underwear for a couple of decades from EMF radiation.
Wow.
The population, and it's pretty popular in, like, Israel, especially, and Germany. And stuff like that, but I'm really bringing it to the West, to North America and what have you. And there's steel, and there's copper, and there's silver, and that's the most popular. But the copper is kind of brittle; you can't really weave it into a fabric. What you have to do with the copper is you get like a sheet of nylon, you dip it in copper, and you have this like flat copper piece. But then it's pretty conductive for dirty electricity, whatever. So copper's kind of off the table. So really, it's just this woven steel and woven silver fabric. And the silver is the best, in my opinion, because of the way that it feels and looks and et cetera. So I'm making these little foam bags. And yeah, give me your address. I'm happy to send you a Sparrow foam bag.
Oh, you're too DVD, kind.
And a DVD. I love giving people DVDs to get them into their house.
That's awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah, even if you don't have a DVD player, someone does.
Will you sign the DVD for me?
Yeah, just when you email me your address, just say sign the DVD.
Yeah, dude, I will, man. I appreciate that. And I'll send you some of my clothes too. Send you this Government is the Virus shirt, dude. You know, it's true. It's not lined with silver, but I mean, you know, you can wear it when you know that you're not around any cell towers. And I wanted to mention something. You know, you're talking about how 5G is the radio waves aren't as effective as at going distances, right? And this plays into that Internet of Things right now, right? So right now we see these technological things like computers, phones, now TVs, refrigerators, washing machines. They're starting to become, quote, smart, right? But the Internet of Things, the goal, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because you seem to really know a lot more about this than I do. Every single thing, like a flower pot, anything in your home is going to be smart, so to speak.
Well, they want it to be able to transmit or basically relay the signal, the 5G signal. The whole thing about the 5G is this, the carrier waves are so small they can't go very far. And they're so small that they absorb into everything that they hit. Like an AM radio wave is all big and it goes through everything it hits. The 5G, it hits a freaking leaf, a person, a water droplet, you know, like a dense cloud. Anything, and it absorbs into it like a microwave. It doesn't keep going. So it's archaic. It's like weaponized. It's stupid. It doesn't seem smart enough to be, this integrated carrier wave for our telecom and what have you. But if the Internet of Things was like every single little thing out there was repeating the signal, then it would work, you know, but it would be like a toxic environment and every single freaking thing, like you said, a flower pot and everything would be pushing along this. I mean, like they say, oh, conductivity, but conductivity means your dishwasher is pushing along the signal too. your smart meter, all the smart tech. And so it's part of this grid. Like really quick, a lot of the smart meters, smartphones recently have been amped up to be able to work on this 5G grid. So like we're seeing a lot of that recently as well. The whole network is being kind of juiced. So not only did it get people used to it, but to actually be able to bring the 5G in, which they haven't really even hardly launched it anywhere yet.
That's fascinating, man. At this point, dude, I want to plug all your work, and then we'll continue talking in the Patreon portion here. But I just want to make sure that you get a solid plug to talk about your old work and especially your new work coming, man. I'm excited to see the second installment of this Frankenskies. Is it essentially expanding on the idea of the first documentary that you made? It's about 80 minutes, guys. And I really strongly encourage you to go to frankenskiesthemovie.com and check that out for free. I know you said you get DVDs as well. So, you know, I don't know how to go about getting one of those, but the movie's phenomenal, packed with information, very educational, and it's very entertaining too. What was creepy about that, dude? I'll say real quick before you plug is LBJ's speech at that college. He looks like he knows something. You know, a lot of these people we say, you know, these guys are just useful idiots or whatever. His gestures, you know, he's clasping his hands together. He's making like these, it seems like magic type movements, you know, magic with the K, like the stuff where he's like, his body is kind of emphasizing the points that he's making. And something about that was just really eerie, putting the JFK assassination stuff aside and his connection to it. It was just something so dark about that idea of him wanting to control the weather. And that guy, I forget his name off the top of my head, David something, I want to say. He mentions like, you know, this is not a new idea that we're talking about here, trying to control the weather, whether it's cloud seeding or milking the clouds or whatever. This has been around since LBJ. I'm sure it was around before that, but, yeah, dude, plug away, man. This is interesting stuff.
That evil guy is David Keith, who's talking about
there you go.
That the technologies existed, and that's a lot there. And I want to say that props to you and thank you so much. And like a lot of things come up. I want to like now know like how old you are and all these sort of different like details about you, because I can really relate to you now, because, and I've seen this movie a lot of times, Frankenskies, trust me, I made the movie. Every time I watch the movie and I see that LBJ, I lean over to a friend or I reference talk to myself or I just cringe. He grits his teeth and his eyes are like black. He looks like he's soulless. Mm-hmm. Soulless. And when he says control the weather, control the world, like even his face, like he's maybe got a demon inside of him. I have no idea, but I cringe. And it's part of my like this cultivation of intuition that I think going down the rabbit hole has kind of given me and what have you. And I think a lot of people know about this, is you start to learn your gut instinct. We've got this gut instinct already, like walking down the streets or whatever, you've got it, street smarts. But when it comes to like really digging and being like, oh no, that's probably controlled op and this and that, it's interesting. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because no one ever does. And I feel like that it makes me cringe every time, and you're right there with me. So, yeah. Frankenskies is also, I sell it for $3 on my website, Sparrow, Sperro gear.com. It's also, Sparrow Protection Clothing is the main website. But Sparrow Gear is the Instagram, and Sparrow Gear gets you there. And Sparrow, S-P-E-R-O, is a Latin word for hope, because the goal is to bring hope to the next generation with the baby blankets and the returning to wear and all this, and let them, you know, be able to have healthy lives within this soup of radiation. So please check me out on Instagram. Like I said, Sparrow, S-P-E-R-O, Gear. On Facebook, Matt Landman. I'm still alive on Facebook with 55,000 followers. I get kind of shadow banned and censored, but I do. I provide a lot of information on there. Frankenskies2.com, just the number, and then also Frankenskies.com for the movie. My YouTube channel just recently got pulled, so there's a lot of carnage on that website, dead link, dead YouTube things and stuff. But the stuff that's still left, including the movie on the Vimeo, is still available, and it's great and amazing. To answer your question, is the movie a continuation, Frankenskies 2, of Frankenskies 1? Well, Frankenskies 1, it's chronological from like the weather modification first. It's basically this, like chemtrails are aerosolized chemicals, aerosolized metallic sprayed in the sky. And these aerosolized chemicals have evolved from weather engineering, weather modification in the 1920s and 30s and all this. And it's evolved into, it's going, you know, into like nano and the fires agenda and what else. I hope that we stop them in Sweden and what have you. But it's basically all of it being shown. Yes, it's a continuation because the movie ended in 2017 when I produced the film. And it's so much has unraveled since then, especially the normalization and launch of geoengineering as a solution, chemtrails as a solution to, you know, global warming. So, so much has to get crammed in there. And I don't want to go down the route of like the nanotech and that kind of evil Morgellons and stuff, but it's got to get talked about a little bit. And then my last plug, actualactivists.com. There's a daily blog, daily truth thing on there. You can check out the health portion or the 5G or fluoride. There's so much to learn. I don't care who you are. You could learn something. Even I have been able to learn stuff, and I made the site. And on Frankenskies 2, you can keep up to date on there. Watch out for the trailer. You can even upload clips of chemtrails or chemtrail photos that you want to share with me. And I think that's about it. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you in the next segment.
Yeah, man. Like I said, dude, the actual activists website is very, very good. That's where I was kind of like just falling down a rabbit hole right before we talked on. We mentioned fluoride already. So, I mean, like one of the things that you have in here, you've got like great like graphics and things like that. But according to your site, and I stand behind this information too, fluoride lowers IQ in children, gives learning disabilities, behavioral disorders, rapid aging, decrease in bone density and strength, metabolic dysfunction, autoimmune disease, cognitive decline, increased risk of cancer, and I'm sure much, much more, dude. All the stuff that we're kind of getting into here and that we're going to get into in the Patreon, it's all on actualactivist.com. And support the man's work. Buy the DVD for $3, man. This is really, really incredible stuff, and I appreciate this portion of the conversation. For only $3, guys, you get to hear the rest of it. So thank you very much, Mr. Matt Landman. Keep up the great work. Keep fighting the good fight. And just thank you so much for what you do, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And just really quick, because you talked about fluoride, all these different truths can lead you to all the other truths. Truth is a frequency. And on that truth is all of the truths, right? So it doesn't matter what your entry is. And you can plant these seeds with people and have them. I mean, just the fluoride thing can really open it up. Why would they put a neurotoxin in our drinking water? And if you can open your eyes to that and see the impact it has on us and why and all these things, or even your friends and family, they can open their eyes and wake up just with that seed of that truth, because the fluoride is on the frequency of truth along with all these other ones. It's such a great gateway drug or whatever you want to call it. So thanks again. Exactly. And I look forward to the next half.
Of course, man. Yeah, you said it exactly right there, dude. You have to, like, each person has their own thing that will start them going down these rabbit holes. And so it's a great thing, man. So yeah, guys, we will be talking to you on the other side here. Well, everybody, thank you for checking this episode out. It was a fun one, man, so far. Really enjoy Matt Landman and his work. Head over to patreon.com/dangerousworldpodcast. You'll hear us continue talking about this crazy stuff. It's not that crazy, is it? It all makes sense now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.